Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Burglar by Thomas Perry. Read by Christina Delane. 1. A young blonde woman ran along a quiet, tree-lined Bel Air street at dusk. She kept her head up and her steps even and strong. The street was in the flat part of Bel Air just north of Sunset, a neighborhood with big old houses built as mansions by movie and television people in the 1950s and 60s. Mansions still occupied giant parcels sectioned into lawns and gardens, but over time the old owners had died, and the new owners had noticed that the houses were not the newest styles and not as large as a house might be. For years they had been in the process of demolishing the old homes to build new ones that looked to them like clearer embodiments of wealth and potency. The runner's name was Elle Stowell. She wore a dark blue t-shirt that said Yale on it and black running shorts. On her feet was a pair of distinctive running shoes of a brand worn by female runners who lived in neighborhoods like this one. They cost hundreds of dollars and were superbly made, but their real purpose was to give their wearer an edge that was more sociological than athletic. They were a credential, proof that the runner belonged here. Elle was small, an inch over 5 feet tall. Her size and her pretty face made her seem younger. She was very fit, her body thinner and more long-muscled than an Olympic gymnast's, because her daily routines relied more on running and swimming than on jumping and upper body work.